Matthew Rhodes here for North Derbs Radio, and I'm joined now by Matlock Town player slash interim manager Adam Clayton. Adam, a 1-1 draw away at Ilkeston Town. Just first of all, what did you make of this afternoon's performance?
Again, very similar to last week in terms of first half. Didn't get out the gates. Wasn't us. Wasn't who we want to be. Who we want to portray. They were also doing what they do, playing well, getting bodies forward, creating chances. It was tough. First half was tough. Second half, I just wanted my team to be who I know they can, in possession, out of possession, positive on the front foot, like without sort of a care, just really having a go, trying. I think we played in the first half with a bit of the weight of the situation on our shoulders. And to be fair to us, we washed that off in the second half, and we were for 20 minutes up until the sending off. There was only one team going to go and get a couple more goals. Obviously, then Stubbs has been sent off, and it's a different test. And I thought we stood up to that superbly.
Obviously it's an incredibly difficult position with the points deduction that's happened. You know what your fate is, but what has the mood been like within the squad, and you know, how impressed are you with the character shown as well to put in a pretty decent performance today?
Our group of players have had to put up with a lot of footballing trauma since I took the job. I think we had the game against Blyth, which was a mental game in terms of you have to go and win on the back of not winning in 10. We went to Guiseley away and conceded a last-minute equaliser, 90 plus 10. And they hurt, you know, in the situation that you're in, they hurt. So again, that's a big blow. The game against Morpeth, self-inflicted, two own goals. When we're not playing great, but we're 1-0 up, you know, we're doing okay at this stage. And then to concede two mistakes, it's not like just being beat, you know. It's another hit on the chin. And then to take, obviously, after your 4-0 win, to sort of get the news of what happened. It's been a very mentally challenging few weeks for the players in the situation they're in, but genuinely to a man, and you've seen in the last two second halves when I've asked them for a response, they've given it me in abundance, you know, the effort. Isaiah going to play at right back, Elliot going to play at centre-half, just working and grafting and doing what he can for the team. Jez just being Jez, love it. Just really having a go, and the lads were smiling. I was obviously in and amongst it in the last 20 minutes. The lads are smiling, enjoying the work, enjoying frustrating, enjoying being tough to beat, and that's the team we're going to create, you know.
I think there was an attendance of over 600 today, and it was quite a healthy Matlock Town backing, especially obviously given the circumstances, and the Gladiators know that they're going to go down. But how, you know, pleased were you and proud of the support that was being shown to the Gladiators?
My thoughts on the supporters is very high. When I came to the club, they were rock bottom of the league. I think they had 3 or 4 points, and it was packed. And the atmosphere was great, and the enthusiasm and the optimism, even though we were probably, 10, 12 points shy of safety. So they were brilliant. Like, I know they're in it with us. It's obviously tough getting relegated, but we need them next year, and we're going to go on a journey with them. So they're going to be a massive part of what we do, and everything we do will be for the town, for us as individuals and for our team. So we go again, and like I say, we need them next year, and I'm sure, I'm positive we will get them again next year, because they've been brilliant.
And just heading into the next game, obviously only one game left, you're at home against Lancaster City. Does that represent an opportunity to maybe try out some new plans or some new players in terms of having a look at what they could do for the following season in terms of what they might do there?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say new plans. I think we've had our plan in place under tremendous pressure to play the way I want to play with 7 games to go in a relegation fight is tough. I want us to pass the ball. I want us to be aggressive and on the front foot and enjoy being out there representing Matlock Town. And that's tough in a situation that you're in to go out there and play your football when you know a mistake can kill you. And I think the lads have done it really well. But hopefully now the little bit of pressure, that the fact that we've been relegated has is off your shoulders. Then let's go and show a better version, a more complete version, a more confident version of what we've been trying to do in the first place.
And just finally, Adam, obviously it's a huge blow what's happened to Matlock. It's been a long time since they've been down to step four of non-league, but how confident are you that Matlock can get back to step three as soon as they can, if everyone can stick together at the club?
Matlock's only going one way. There's a nine-month delay on where the chairman wants to take the club, on where I want to take the club, on where the players want to go. There's a nine-month delay where we've got to be at our best to compete and to get the club where we should be, and that's in the league above this for me, and that's the aim, that's the challenge, and we're going to do everything in our power to come straight back. Again, our intensity, our belief, the way we're going to play has got to be there, because it's a tough league. I played in it. Yes, the quality drops a little bit, but the energy, the relentlessness of it is exactly the same, so we're going to have to be right at it from the get-go to even consider it a chance, and that's what we're gonna do. We want this club to get into the league above this as quickly as possible.
Okay, thanks for your time, Clades. Thank you.